I'm joined by Sandy Brown. She is the director of the PAW, Protectors of Animal Welfare Animal Shelter, animal respite, and also basically in charge of making sure that dogs and cats get to people that are nice and also that they can find good homes for them. And it's been a pretty big past month. We had Sandy on when we were talking about the coronavirus, and one of the things that first came out about it was that a lot of pet shelters basically saw a huge increase in adoptions. You said you've had quite a run on adoptions. Is that right, Sandy?
Yes, we have. It's been wonderful.
So how many dogs and cats have you been able to place?
Numerous. Last month we took in 63 dogs and 96 went out.
So is that now? How does that?
So we're good.
Yeah. How does that compare to any other month that you might have?
Usually we average about 30 to 40 a month.
Okay.
So a big increase.
A big increase. Anyway, well, Sandy, I called you yesterday. We were talking about the thing. The third Saturday of the month is typically, or at least it has been, the time to drop off bottles and cans at the Southeastern Community College. It was a parking lot, but it's now the area behind, or I guess what, behind the college, which is, they believe they call it the covered area where they have the Des Moines County Fair and that sort of thing. You have been using that as a drop-off location. I thought maybe this possibly would be the month that you'd be doing it again, but... not this month, but you are hoping to what, have next month?
We're hoping for June, yes.
Okay.
So far, it looks like we can do June.
But if you do have bottles and cans that you want to contribute to the shelter, you can take them, what, right down to the shelter in Fort Madison. Is that right?
Yes. There's a big drop-off bin for cans and plastic, and then there's two bins for glass. And what we really appreciate is if you'll tie your bag shut. Windy out there, and you spend a lot of time chasing cans.
So don't, okay, tie the bag shut and make sure that the bottles are safely and only if you do have bottles that they're in a safe container. Is that a safe bet here as well?
Yes.
Okay. Protect the people that are there. Now, the shelter itself though is still closed, is that right?
No, we are open. We are open still there 7 days a week. We are just asking people to fill out their applications ahead of time, bring them in, let us know if they're coming in. So far, we've been very blessed, and we have not had a lot of people come at the same time. So, and we are telling everyone, of course, if they feel uncomfortable, just don't come or call. We can meet you, offsite.
Okay.
So everyone's been very, very good, very easy, very pleasant.
Okay. So you can actually go to the shelter, but it's best to call ahead and what, have an appointment, so to speak?
Well, or just let us know when you'd like to come. It's because we don't want you to show up and we already have 10 people standing there. So we haven't had much of a problem.
Okay.
We've got a big, if the weather's nice, we have a big outside area. The weather is nasty. It's a little harder because our building is very small.
Okay, so, but you can fill it out online, is that right? You can fill out and your information online or do all of this stuff online, is that right, by going to your website?
Right, and our website is pawfortmadison.com. It's P-A-W. There's no S on the end.
Okay.
And all of the available cats and dogs are there. And you can fill out an application and just send that in to us if there's someone that you're specifically interested in. If not, you can just put, leave it blank, and we can help you find the pet you need.
Okay. Well, there's a percentage. How many pets do you have, actually? How many dogs do you have, and how many cats do you have at the shelter, let's say, right now?
Right now, we are low for PAW Animal Shelter. We have absolutely no dogs under 35 pounds, none. We have about 45 cats, and we have about 80 dogs.
Okay. And
in February, in the end of March, we had 182 dogs.
Okay. So more dogs are going out and being placed. Foster adoptions is something we've heard of. And is that something, are you still doing foster adoptions?
We do foster adoptions or foster homes for those animals that need special care, either a mom with puppies, a cat with kittens, small kittens that need to have a lot more attention, be bottle fed, dogs that are on specific medication. We do not foster dogs out. Easily adoptable dogs, we do not foster out. We give everyone who adopts an animal from us 7 days in which to basically try out the animal and see if it's going to be a good fit. And if not, they could return it and we will refund their adoption fee. So we do not foster out just any dog or cat in the shelter. We have special need dogs and cats that we use in our foster program.
Okay. All right. But for any other dog or cat, you're looking for good homes. So you want to find the right person to get the right dog and the right cat, right?
Exactly. And what we're telling people at this time, while everybody's at home, which is a great time to get a new pet, is to make sure that they prepare their pet for when the world opens back up and they go back to their regular life. Because it will be an adjustment for your new puppy or your kitten or your old dog after having you there 24/7 to now go having you gone for 8 or 10 hours a day. So please prepare them now. They can do and need to have some of their own alone time every day.
Okay. It is okay. And if they what's a number to call at the shelter if they want to call ahead and set up an appointment?
319-372-2274.
And you said there are people. What are the hours that there are people at the shelter?
Someone is always there 8 to 5 every day. We are open to the public 1 to 4.
Okay. So, you can fill it out online. Again, pawfortmadison.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Or call the number, and the number again is?
319-372-2274.
And bring those bottles and cans down to the shelter. And is it a caged area or a fenced area that you put the bottles and cans into?
It's a big wooden bin.
Oh, a big wooden bin. Okay.
Large wooden bin. Yes.
But be careful and make sure the bags are sealed and make sure the bottles are secure because you don't want anybody to get hurt or lose revenue because of that obviously you want the staff to be safe as well, right?
Yes.
All right. Sandy Brown, Paw Shelter, good luck, and let's hope lots of people will be adopting. I don't know, I guess, let's hope a lot of people will be contributing, because I know it costs a lot of money to spay and neuter a lot of those dogs and cats, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. We are very appreciative to everybody who donates to us.
Okay. All right. Sandy Brown, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.